what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to episode 832 of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, December 9th, 2021. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. We got Mark, Pat, Wes, and I'm Will. Full house of hosts today to discuss. My stories are not serious at all, so I'm going to leave it a complete surprise. What else we got? What else we got?
Some good stuff, Will.
Yeah, very good stuff.
If I'm being frank.
Good.
Also, sex toys on ice.
Incredibly good stuff, but maybe I want to leave it a surprise too.
Wow. It's a mystery box, the entire show.
Should we call it Mystery Box Show?
I mean, you'll find out as you listen. But yeah, sure.
I mean, right now it's a mystery.
For however long until you hear the story, complete and utter mystery.
So strap in.
Should we unmystery it starting now?
Well, I want to edge them a little bit more.
You want to edge them a little bit?
I want to edge them on the mystery. What could it be? What could we be talking? I don't know. Could be anything, really.
It really could be. It's all of the news is the smorgasbord.
Something old, something new, something for me, something for you.
That could be it.
I got a question. I got a question for you guys. Well, so
we're doing a thing here. Okay.
Huh?
Wasn't very good anyway.
What's your question?
What were you doing, Pat?
No, it wasn't good.
This better be an edging question.
We're mystery edging.
It's about McDonald's.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's great. Great top of show banter.
Yes. So I was over the weekend. Yes. I went to McDonald's, and I was waiting in line. I ordered my classic, you know, double quarter pounder, 10-piece, large fry, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I was on my way to a wedding. So my way to a wedding.
It is your move.
Yeah. So I'm on my way to a wedding, and this truck pulled up behind me, like right as soon as I got there behind me. So I get to the window, and I, you know, I'm just hungry, hadn't eaten anything all day. So I just grabbed my bag. I looked in the bag, I saw some fries, I saw some nuggets, and I thought I was good to go. And I pulled out, got on the highway again, and come to find out,
no sandwich.
I got that guy's order, and he ordered two medium fries and two 10-piece nuggets.
That's not bad.
And so that's what I got.
That's
so, but I was a little disappointed, so I wanted to, you know, see what you guys thought about that. My order was like $17. I believe his order was a deal at probably $6.
Yeah, you got gypped.
I got fucked. Yeah.
How was this happened 17? To me?
Because
he got a meal plus side. This guy got four sides.
It was like $13.70, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I did that. When I tried to get the McRib, I finally caved and said, I'm going to try the McRib. And I put in an Uber Eats order for the McRib plus my normal, the Pat, Big Mac. Mm-hmm. Large fries, large Coke, and it came with a fucking high C, like a child's drink. And it was mostly the same order, but I hated it, even though I ate it all.
The Coke at McDonald's for some reason tastes a lot better. You know what I was thinking the whole time you were telling me that story, Wes? I was like, it'd be really funny if I just rudely interrupted you with the coffee clip and just like just completely discredited. Like,
it would have been good. What's your top sandwich at McDonald's? Everybody go.
I would say the Big Mac.
Big Mac, right? Or double cheeseburger.
Arch Deluxe is gone. All right, guys. You want the news? You got the news. You got it.
Yeah. Cup of coffee in the big time.
All right. First up, fun fact of the day. Did you know?
Sorry, Mark. I'm going to get McDonald's tonight. This happens every fucking time.
Well, now, of course,
Wes may as well work for McDonald's.
Yeah, every time.
He does it's all good.
He popped in my head. I was like, now I'm going to get McDonald's.
Because he goes to McDonald's once a week.
We're done with the McDonald's. We're done with
and
the
then
McDonald's.
He's got to tell
the
you
listeners
about it.
The listeners hear about the McDonald's enough. Enough with the McDonald's. Enough.
There's never
going
to be enough
with
McDonald's, Mark.
Enough
I hate to tell you.
Let's move on to the fun fact of the day.
Every time I go, you're going to hear about it.
Did you know? Well, that's often. Did you know that in order to know who and when to mate with, a male giraffe will continuously headbutt the female giraffe in the bladder until she urinates, Then the male will slurp up the pee, taking a taste of it to determine how fertile she is and if she's ovulating. And then he will find out, oh, yeah, she's ready to get banged.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called the knock it loose, taste the juice. It's a move. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, coincidentally, this is exactly how Hard Factor Will courted his wife.
punched her in the ovaries real quick.
Let me get a sip of that. Oh, yeah.
Headbutts it on, baby.
Oh, yeah. She's ready to egg it up,
she's
baby.
She's fertile.
You know, speaking of drafts, speaking of giraffes being Casanovas just like me, I forget who posted it in the Discord chat, but there was a penis size chart for all of the animals of the animal kingdom.
Right.
Giraffes are very high up there. I think the only thing that beats them as a mammal is an elephant.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I will say that wasn't a proportionate chart. No, yeah,
but it was just who has the biggest penises. Like
blue whales are up to six and a half feet. Yeah, blue whales obviously
on land, though. Right, yeah. On land, though.
Right. It's going to feed you the longest. Range.
This was land because gorillas were surprisingly one of the lowest.
Correct. And again, that's not even proportionate. That's just in general, they're one of the lowest.
Like, yeah, 2 inches.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Like, I'd like to see a proportionate chart. I bet donkeys do pretty well there.
But it's roughly something like 3 to 4 feet or something like that. It's penis. Yeah.
This is like a glitch in the Matrix day because literally earlier today I watched a giraffe birth video at the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah.
Strange coincidence.
There you go.
All of us have been circling it.
You know,
pretty interesting mentally.
That guy drank her pee earlier. He knew.
Yeah. Well, here's what happens. This is great. This giraffe is about to drop the giraffe, right?
Right.
And there's just no good way for a giraffe to give birth because it's a 4 to 7 foot drop.
Yeah.
So like the giraffe's half out this
giraffe
gine.
Looks like someone
gine.
Just got slimed at Nickelodeon's and it's coming out.
Well, dude, all the other giraffes are coming over and they're craning their giraffe necks to see what's going on with this baby coming out of the giraffe's gine. And then it falls. Yeah. It comes out. And every giraffe turns and walks away like it didn't see anything happen. It was like, well, I'm not getting involved in that.
Yeah.
Once it's out,
then there's work to be done.
Yeah.
You don't want to be. Yeah.
They were whistling.
Far, far away. All right.
I wasn't watching.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Oh, shit. That's a baby. I got to go.
Too bad I didn't have a McDonald's fact. That would have been something.
I thought giraffes was pretty good.
That was actually one of the more interesting animal facts I've ever heard.
Headbutts the bladder. All right, holidays for December 9th. We got International Anti-Corruption Day. That's good, but interesting with the Ghislaine Maxwell case.
Right.
Corner. Right. It's ironic. We have Christmas Card Day, so get your Christmas cards out. We have International Day of Veterinary Medicine. Very good job. Very honorable job. Keeping the pets alive and safe. National Llama Day. Okay. National Pastry Day. That's a big West day. Tanzania Independence Day. Who cares, right?
good for them, though. I mean,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Sorry, Tanzania.
Good for you, Tanzania. Yeah.
Techno Day. Oh,
hell yeah.
Techno Day and Weary Willy Day. Someone's going to have to look that up because it looks like a picture of a sad clown.
Yeah, that looks like you don't want to look it up.
Yeah, be careful.
Maybe Twitter will give the Ghislaine Maxwell trial account back its account.
And they blocked that.
Anti-corruption
they banned it,
day.
Right?
Yeah. They banned it, yeah.
Weary Willy was like the Depression era hobo clown. That was like he's the guy that popularized that.
I knew that.
He's like a Debbie
Depression
Downer
era clown. Oof. Yeah,
you know the guy.
The sad clown. He's always suicidal.
Yeah. He's always getting squirted in the face. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you've been to like
every car splashes him as it drives by.
If you look at like your grandparents' mantle, there's a some sort of version of Weary Willy.
He's like Gil.
He's the guy with the umbrella that has the hole in it. It's just all okay.
It's a French clown, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a
French
clown.
American. Weird
he's
Willy.
American. Oh. He just gets shit on, Wes. It's like the Depression era. At least you're not Weary Willy.
He's like a gesture.
You know, your life is fucking miserable, but at least you're not Weary Willy.
It's actually kind of this is
getting run
awesome.
Over by cars.
That I'm probably led Willy. To the clowns being murderous, right? If they're all Weary Willys.
This was just because the Great Depression was going on, so he just. Yeah. It worked for him to just be a sad guy.
He's like fake falling out of buildings, stock market
crash. Like, no matter how low you are, I'm lower.
That's
I'm Weary Willy.
Okay. You could use a Weary Willy in your life. Yeah, that's like, yeah. Okay.
We're getting back to Weary Willy times, actually.
Yeah, he's coming. That's why today's the day.
That's why I watch midget shows.
Yes, because you feel tall.
Which ones you watch?
What's the one about the Little People, Big World?
Yes.
Look at that picture.
Yeah, where the guy has like normal sized siblings. That sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does Weary Willie have white lips?
Yeah, he's a clown.
The semen. I don't know. All right, today in history, 1625, the Netherlands, December 9th, 1625, the Netherlands and England signed a military treaty. And then again, on December 9th, 1747, this time Great Britain and the Netherlands signed the military treaty. December 9th, big day for ending bloodshed between those two countries. Maybe they should do like a December 9th party day between the two countries. The Netherlands and the UK get along historically, but don't get along. And then on December 9th, they get along. It's like, okay, interesting.
They mend their wounds.
That's right. They party all night December 9th. And then once the clock strikes midnight, they get into a bloody fist fight. And it's back on because they're drunk on December 10th. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. Big day for news guys and gals. December 9th, 1793, a guy named Noah Webster established New York's first daily newspaper, the American Minerva, which sounded like a real piece of shit, real rag. But he got the ball rolling, and then he went full lexicographer and started assembling a dictionary. That's his listed profession as a lexicographer. Or one who assembles dictionaries, and what a pompous ass you have to be in that field, right?
Is it like actually assembling the dictionary?
Yeah, like writing like down.
Not like glue paper.
No, like getting all the things that the words that need to go in the dictionary because you're smart and you're a weirdo.
Oh, okay.
Like try having a conversation with a lexicographer and not feeling like a stupid, worthless piece of shit afterwards, right?
Minerva sounds like something that if you play with it long enough, it'll make you come. You know.
Well, that's anything.
Minerva.
Yeah, Minerva is a great name for a sex toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just. That's just anything,
well,
right?
A lexicographer.
No,
that's
Minerva,
like,
especially.
Minerva.
Yeah. It's like a writer who's like sentences.
Ooh,
bore me. I've moved on to just words.
Right.
Like that. You're like the upper echelon.
Where'd the word come linguists. From? The,
right.
Use
right.
it in a sentence.
Well, the etymology? Would you like the etymology of this?
There's actually three different definitions for it. Yeah, if someone tells you they're a lexicographer, just fight them immediately because they're going to outsmart you. You might as well just sock them in the face because, you know.
I'm not shaking your hand.
Well. Yeah.
I'm not shaking your hand, you lexicographer. So I know you're judging me.
You're going to make fun of me with your words.
Not way around the Minerva, let me tell you.
He knows several definitions of the Minerva. Number four is you jerk off to it. December 9th, 1965, Charlie Brown's Christmas premiered, and everyone was bored to death. That's not for me. Charlie Brown is about a million times too slow for me. Give me a Muppet Family Christmas or a Muppet Christmas Carol. How about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stop motion, which came out a year before, 1964, and is a million times more entertaining. I'll watch those 7 days a week. But you put on Charlie Brown's Christmas, and I'm exiting the living room and probably your life forever.
It has a nice space to it. Like it's kind of got a tone to it.
Tried to watch it the other week and just turned it off about five.
Well, it's just that classic piano riff.
That's about
that's it.
Not a lot happens. And
then, that's the riff.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the one?
It was close.
It's close. That was close. It's close enough, Will.
And yeah, it was.
It's close enough.
I didn't get any better.
I appreciate it.
There we go.
Filling in the gaps there.
Honorable mentions. There's a lot. So I'm going to try to lightning round these guys here. Reports are coming out saying Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, signed a secret 5-year, $275 billion deal with China to possibly prevent Chinese regulations on Apple products. That's a big, big market that China is. So he secretly did whatever they wanted, which included potentially, not official yet, but a lot of rumors saying that it includes the usage of more Chinese parts in the deal. Like, okay, we'll use a lot more Chinese parts for all of our Apple products. And also Apple investing in Chinese businesses and infrastructures in China and tech in China. So Tim Cook just rolled over for China for $275 billion over the next 5 years.
Wow. I guess after Steve Jobs passed away, you know, a lot of the lead went out of the pencil over there at Apple.
They need a little bit more Minerva over there, which apparently China's got a big, big old wad of Minerva.
she's just Tim Cook's daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not surprising.
It was a secret
actually.
Deal. Okay. Yeah. It's not so
flicking
secret anymore,
Tim
though.
Cook's Minerva.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got his Minerva wherever he wants it. Yesterday, the seventh main Wednesday, the seventh main installment in the smash hit Xbox franchise Halo was released. Halo Infinite, huh? How about it? Boom. Master Chief's back, guys.
I'm excited.
Are you excited?
I wish I had an Xbox. I should have fucking bought an Xbox when they weren't sold out.
Oh man, you got to get one. I was never a Halo guy because I never had an Xbox, but that's big video game news and it's getting good reviews.
Did you never know you guys didn't play Halo? Anybody here?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
at all. In college I would get on the mic and just talk shit to
talk
other people.
Talk shit drunkenly.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I didn't play.
No. Okay. But Halo is a great series and it's back. It's great.
It's getting good reviews. So, get it. I think some people in the Discord talking about setting up a squad. Maybe we should join the team.
Squad up.
Sad one coming out of Virginia Beach. Heavily decorated Navy SEAL Team 8 Commander Brian Bourgeois died on December 7th following an incident in training. He was a great leader and was active in the community, volunteering for several organizations. And a lot of people had a lot of nice things to say about him, so he will definitely be missed. He leaves behind a wife and 5 children. RIP, Commander.
Tough. RIP, indeed.
Bummer.
That's a bad one. And our last mention today before we get into the top 3 stories is another sad one. Here's Brian. Sorry, let me get a picture up of Commander Brian Bourgeois, RIP. The last one's another sad one. A woman described to be in her late 60s somehow managed to get her car into the American side of Niagara Falls. And the car was like floating. You guys saw this, right? Like it was it was wild. So here's a picture of like, there's videos of it, but here's a picture. See, that's the car. Holy and there's like shit. So many choppy waves. And then the entire like Coast Guard, a lot of the Coast Guard came out and they like formed a wall and they were watching. They were debating whether to do like a undersea rescue. They did heat to see who was in the car. There was one person in the car. They determined they weren't moving. So they decided to get the chopper in. Like this picture shows, and some guy in the Coast Guard hung off a rope on the chopper, got an axe, broke into the passenger side window, pulled the 60-year-old woman out of the car and rescued her up and brought her up. And it was like 30 yards before the car was going to go over the fall. So it was like an incredible rescue, but sadly she was already dead.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the picture, it's cold. Yeah.
Right. The car had been in the very cold water for a long time, I think, before.
They don't. It was like, you know, like right before we started recording, they hadn't alerted the family member, so we don't know her name yet at the time of recording or if she drove it in by accident.
Yeah, I was at Niagara Falls recently. I can't picture how that happened.
She was in her late 60s, they said. Could have been, they don't
know. Just a total drive off the road, not aware.
Yeah, it could have been way up the road, Pat, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That she got in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sad. Okay, let's move on. Number 3 today is Angela Merkel is out of power in Germany for the first time in 16 years. So RIP to her, RIP to the woman in Niagara, RIP to Brian, but RIP to Angela's career. And Olaf Scholz of the Social Democratic Party is in. Here's a picture of Scholz.
You say it's Scholz or Schools?
It's probably Schools.
Schools.
Schulz. S-C-H-O-L-Z. Schools. Skulls.
Skulls.
Skulls. Olaf.
Schulz.
We'll call him Olaf. I can't mess up Olaf, right? Olaf. Of this, look at this guy. He's got the classic ball. He looks like the dad from Malcolm in the Middle a little bit.
He does.
Yeah. Olaf's in. He's of the Social Democratic Party. Here's a picture of his cabinet and him standing in a building with the tallest ceilings in the world. Look at that.
Oh, they got that real aggressive German eagle behind him, too. That's a real.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that picture's got a real vibe to it, a real mid 20th century vibe to it.
This is
a
picture
not getting
that
eagle
Westfield.
Past me, I'll tell you.
Eagle. Check it out.
But also, this probably makes him feel good because the people look tiny.
Right.
The Black Eagle of Germany.
Dude,
the
he's eyes such
are
a
the stars and 9 little bastards.
It's tiny racist. This is what Wes loves to feel good about himself. Anyways, his cabinet consists of a 3-party coalition, the Social Democrats, which is his party, the Green Party, and the pro-business free Democrats. He is center-left in the Social Democrat Party. They're center-left. That's what they're described as. And wants to move the country along slowly, saying Merkel did nothing progressively for the past 16 years, but slowly he wants to move towards future progression. And to him, I'd say, you might want to look into the amount of kinks you have in your country. If you want to get Germans on board to be progressive and follow your politics, maybe you get progressive about sex dolls and orgy stuff and they'll play ball. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If he wants to, you know, get them to listen to him, maybe he should get a little scat or spunk on his hands. Olaf,
sex robots for everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That policy would slay.
3 days a week, we have stinky scat orgies. 4 days a week, you listen to what I have to say. And
what if you just had naturalized lube? You just had lube stations. So people just
There's plenty of room in this building for everyone.
Refill their government-issued lube bottle.
Yeah.
Anywhere, any street corner.
Sustainable.
Olaf's got a messy job on his hands. He's going to have to... They have to clean it up. All right, number two. And you know what they say, out with the old and with the new. And number two is a different European woman leader, 36-year-old Prime Minister of Finland, Sanna Marin. Do I have a picture of her? I better. You guys, I'm to find these pictures of her. Sanna Marin, she's number two in the coffee, but number one in our hearts. You know what I mean? Because she is good looking. Let me get a picture of her up. There's basically, I know what you're thinking now. You're like, oh, I'm just going to make this story about her looks, not the fact that she was, a positive world leader and stuff. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. She's a stunner and she'd have my vote. I don't care. I don't care what she does politically.
Finland, actually, I was actually going to ask you guys before TikTok International Moment yesterday, what are your bucket list countries? And Finland's actually is one of mine. I want to go there so badly.
Moving up the ranks pretty quick here.
She could put me on lockdown, you know?
Yeah, exactly. What did she want? Yeah.
She doesn't even like lockdown, Wes. That's the best part about this story.
No, she doesn't.
She can do whatever she wants.
See, Sanna somehow managed to piss some people off, which is incredible. With she already has such an advantage. She really must have done something crazy.
Hot chick whose last name is a place you'd like to be with her.
Yeah, what'd she do?
This is Jenny Bed.
This has been awful.
Jeez, she must have done something awful, right? You see, Sanna Marin went clubbing in Helsinki.
First name, Sanna.
Sanna. You want to be in the sauna with her. She went clubbing in Helsinki this past Saturday, which, again, sounds awesome, right? Why are they mad?
I bet the people who were with her had a great time.
You know? Why are they mad? Because they weren't there to buy her drinks themselves, personally? Yeah. Is that why? I know.
She's so charming.
It's because she had found out hours before she went clubbing that one of her cabinet members, I guess, or the foreign minister, had tested positive for COVID. And then she still went out and caused several guys and probably gals to have whiplash, quickly turning their heads in loud, dark rooms to see her in the bars.
How dare she?
Yeah, in the clubs. Yeah. So I guess he tested positive or she tested positive, the foreign minister. And then Marin said, look, I don't care. I don't want to go fucking clubbing. She actually checked in with her people and her people said it was okay for her to go because she had been fully vaccinated. And even the Secretary of State said it was okay for her to go, but then they changed their mind and they texted Sanna. And unfortunately they texted her work phone, and Sanna don't bring her work phone to the club. You know, she leaves that at work. So she claims she didn't get the text until she went back to work like Monday. And then she issued an apology saying, I'm sorry, I was dancing at the Butcher's Club until 4 a.m., which she was. Sounds awesome.
Did Sanna she take a test before she went out? She could have just
No, but luckily she took a test after and she's negative. So
there you go.
No harm, no foul.
Disaster averted.
She was at the club till 4 a.m. partying. She apologized, didn't see the text. She texted,
it's not a
tested
big deal.
Negative, right? It's all good. It's all good, right? No, apparently wrong. Lots of critics are saying she's too young and reckless and too good a dancer and way too fun and that she's really, really nice, but maybe not a great decision maker. So that's what's going on with the critics over there.
That's a bunch of nerds who don't understand how easy it is to test yourself for COVID these days. Literally, $10 over the counter, any fucking convenience store. Just, it's so simple. You could just test yourself. She did it. Look, she got, she realized she should have taken the test. She took the test. She's negative. It's all good. Move on. Life moves.
I don't think the guys dancing went through from 3 to 4 in the morning had a problem. To those critics, I'd say let her finish off. And that's about as far as I got on that joke. Because she's from Finland. So let her finish off some more tasks of hers before you judge. There you go. She's doing great. Finland's doing great.
Let her finish.
Let her finish you off.
Let her finish. Please.
Let her finish.
Let her finish.
Please, Finley.
Minerva.
I don't mind getting finished.
All right.
Sweet Minerva.
Sweet Minerva.
Yeah, I got to get over there. I'm going to finish quick.
Yeah, exactly. Let's finish up this show. And that's going to take us to
the cream of the crop.
And the number one story today is about a guy who's a real number two. You know what I mean? In fact, he got sentenced to life in prison for the second time yesterday. I'm, of course, talking about Scott Peterson, the piece of shit. Second time, same crime. And look, he should have known better because the son of a bitch killed his pregnant wife, Lacey, and that's not allowed. They teach you that in day one of any reputable law school. It's right there on the board when you walk in. It says you kill your pregnant wife, you're going away for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, yeah,
this guy's the worst. I mean, he on scale of like best to worst humans, he's below the scale.
He murdered a couple wives.
He's the original, the guy from St. Louis, Chris Douchebaggerton or whatever. The guy
you get married to this Peterson character, you're getting murdered. That's the deal.
Colorado. I thought St. Louis was right, but maybe it's Colorado.
Yeah, and then he puts him into like fucking industrial.
That was the other guy, Chris. That was the other guy.
We're
mixing
that
was his name. Both scumbags.
Peterson. Scott Peterson.
Yeah, this is Scott Peterson. This is back in 2002. Right. Will, he was actually lucky because he got the death penalty at first, which is also fitting the crime, which he committed way back in 2002. You guys probably remember that case. It was the biggest crime of the year. Huge news back then. He was convicted and sentenced to death row in 2005. And then he got two huge landfall wins in court this past year. In August of 2020, this is when we were younger, this was the big crime.
This isn't the cop, right? This guy wasn't a cop who, because there was a Peterson that killed two, but this is the one that killed Lacey.
It was like Buttafuoco or like a, yep. and then Peterson after, like, he was the second big one, remember? Yeah,
she was like a lobbyist or something, right? Or something.
Yeah, I didn't. She was pregnant, and he killed her
for the government or something.
Yeah,
but he somehow gets a legal win.
In August 2020, his death sentence was overturned, so no more death penalty. And then in October 2020, he got a ruling stating a lower court should reevaluate the case completely and see if he's even guilty to begin with. He went from death row to possibly going to be free. Yesterday was his resentencing, that first hearing of the August 2020. We should resentence him because he's not going to get killed. And it took the judge all of an hour before he said, I don't want to see him, and sentenced him to life without parole. He's like, get him the fuck out of here.
This is the one that Gone Girl was loosely based on. That's what it is. Yeah. The Ben Affleck character in Gone Girl.
Right. But he killed his wife as opposed to his wife.
Exactly.
Death,
that's what,
as
well,
opposed to his wife.
Spoiler,
she's
bro. Spoiler alert.
Oh, Gone Girl's a spoiler? We ruined James Bond history. Gone Girl's been out for 5-6 years.
We just say he explodes.
We didn't say anything, really. Draw your own conclusions on the shitty ending. Sadly, Lacey's family had to go through the whole ordeal again yesterday. So they were in court to be like, we need him to never see the light of day. And her brother and sister and mom had some quotes. Her sister said, 19 years and there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about my sister. That's from Amy Rocha. And her brother Brent said, there are no words able to express the pain associated with not being able to experience life together. But I'd say Lacey's mother probably said it best after the sentencing when she told the cold-blooded killer of her daughter to his face in court, two things will never change. Lacey and Connor will always be dead, and you will always be their murderer. Peterson is going back to court in 2022 to find out if he's going to get a new trial, which would be
horrible for the victims.
That'll be the third time for them.
Now remember, this is the guy who had a girlfriend on the side.
Yes.
And called his girlfriend from his wife's memorial service or like vigil to be like, I'm in Paris. Sorry, I'm not there because I'm in Europe. But he was actually his lady's vigil. Oof.
Like, was it Joey Buttafuoco or whoever the guy that killed Amy? He had a girlfriend on the side.
Sure, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and yes.
And the guy in Colorado who had a girlfriend on the side.
Yes, that's usually the case.
Damn, usually they lose their minds.
Yeah, the mother said that she remembers like a couple.
How are you going to kill somebody over just wanting to fuck somebody else? That's insane. You got to be such a fucking.
It is.
You got to be such a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
Yeah. That's so weird, though. Like, what?
Just go,
what
just
in
go
your mind could make you think that, like, committing the murder is, like, the logical step? Like, that's just so fucking crazy. I mean, obviously, that's why they're murderers and need to be locked up, but.
Right.
Like, I don't think whoa.
Men are pigs, Will.
I mean, is it? Just, I don't know if it's a no. man. That's just like, it's a straight crazy thing.
It's a crazy thing.
So crazy.
Apparently, the mom said like a couple days before her daughter was killed, pregnant daughter was killed, that she was hanging out at the house, and like Scott was at work, or whatever, and she like went. She saw the baby kicking on her daughter because it was like she was very pregnant, and I think I have a picture of her, the mom went to go touch her belly, and she said, "Oh, don't touch my belly. Scott doesn't like." Even acknowledging that the baby moves or kicks.
That's a red flag.
Oh. Yeah, he was plotting it for a while. Anyways.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get that new trial. Anyways.
Yeah, they should have just gone with the first ruling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Anyways, how about this? Let's picture a different scenario. How about instead of all that, you're at your buddy's place catching a football game or two and no one's being insane, right? You're just you're having an insane time, insane good
I'm
time.
With you.
Having a great like time.
This is different.
Yeah, we're having a few beers, throwing the pigskin, you know, watching the pigskin, and oh shit, it starts snowing. But hey, it's winter. That's actually pretty awesome. Now you got a great view, but you also have a truck, and you forgot that you had a bunch of stuff in it, and you didn't lock it up, and it gets ruined because you're watching like you know probably 6 hours of football. And then you go out and you have hundreds of dollars of damage. How about
we're having
that
a bad
never,
time again?
How about that never happens again though, Will? How about you get decked?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now we're back. Mm-hmm. Now we're back
good,
again.
Having a good time. Get you back in you wouldn't have to worry at all.
You don't even need to worry what's going on outside. You get the deck drawer system. It's weatherproof. It keeps your stuff safe from rain, ice, and snow. Decked makes organizing and accessing everything you need so much easier. Each of Decked's two full bed length drawers can carry up to 200 pounds of whatever you got. The drawers roll out waist high, giving you easy access to your organized tools and gear. They also look great. The deck drawer system keeps your gear secure. If your tailgate's locked, you can't even open the drawers. You can't open the drawers and you can't remove the system. Even the drawers have locks for added security. That's double security and double peace of mind. Dex is 100% made in the USA and backed by a lifetime no hassle warranty with a second to none customer service team ready to answer all your questions. And getting decked is probably the best decision a truck maker could possibly make, especially this time of year. Protect your stuff like tons of truck drivers do. Get your deck drawer system at deck.com/hardfactor and get free shipping. That's a good deal. Free shipping. That's yeah, deck.com/hardfactor for free shipping on your deck drawer system. Decked, DECKED.com/hardfactor.
It's a big, heavy system coming free of charge.
Decked is what I hope Scott Peterson got when he went back to jail. Decked.
Yeah. Got him.
There you go. Let's do a back-to-back business. Guys, the holidays are coming up. That means, you know, stress can be high. You might be, you know, feel a little bad. You're around, you know, family members that are all more successful than you are. You know, you don't like your uncle, that kind of thing. So it can be depressing. It can be stressful. It's also the most wonderful time of year. But it's also a good time to talk to someone if you are feeling that stress and that pressure that this holiday sometimes bring to people. And that's where Talkspace comes in. Talkspace makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist and get confidential, convenient, and affordable support for your mental health. So much emphasis is put in our society on how we look, you know, working out, physical well-being. But you should put the same amount of care into your mental wellness because it's just as important, if not more important.
Brain's the biggest muscle.
That's right. That's right. I see a therapist regularly. Again, instrumental in my recovery, and I highly recommend it to anyone. I mean, I think everyone should see a therapist. It'll improve anyone's life. So Talkspace offers individual therapy as well as couples therapy and medication prescription services. Talkspace is number one online therapy platform to help you work through it, whatever it is. Talkspace therapists are experts in dozens of specialties like anxiety, depression, relationships, and they work around your schedule. Send and receive unlimited 24/7 messages with your dedicated therapist in the app. So if you feel like your mental health is struggling a little bit and the holidays are coming up, it's a great time to take control of it. And Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with promo code HARDFACTOR. That's $100 off when you use promo code HARDFACTOR at Talkspace.com. Okay. All right.
It's time for the TikTok International Moment.
Yes, it is. Today, we're going to be talking beauty pageant scandals. We're going to be talking sex toys on ice. which is a show that would sell out in a matter of seconds, I'm sure.
Especially in Germany.
Yeah.
A lot of injuries.
Yeah. And some windfalls down under. So first, let's kick it over to Saudi Arabia for a beauty pageant scandal that has rocked the entire country over there. I had no idea they had beauty pageants over there. I mean, what do they do? Execute all the women after the bikini portion? Last one standing is the winner type of thing?
Yeah, no, it's just the eyes.
Right. Just the eyes. Just the beauty pageant for the eyes, yeah.
The eye round and then the question round, yeah. Except they're not allowed to answer.
The winner would not answer, Will. That's the trick, is anyone that answers the question is disqualified.
It's, right. It's a trick question. Yeah. It's the eye round and then it's the losing eye round. Yeah. After that.
If you participate in the bikini contest.
Who can bow their head the fastest?
Eliminate.
Anyone that's punish you. Anyone that's married, the husband's allowed to go on stage and just kill her for even participating.
Yeah, just the eyes over there.
Right. Yeah. Winner is the loser.
Yeah.
We can go all day on that one. Yeah. The scandal is actually
evil country.
Yeah, yeah.
They hate women.
They're getting better. Yeah, they rank like 145 out of like 150 whatever in women's rights over there currently. So not that great.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah, doing pretty good over there. No,
not exactly bowl eligible.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Not getting any funding. No, the scandal is actually affecting the very popular King Abdulaziz Camel Festival, and that's in Riyadh. That's right, camels, which kicked off earlier this month and invites the breeders of the most beautiful camels to compete for $66 million in prize money and is attended by hundreds of thousands of Saudis. It's like the biggest festival of the fucking year over there. It's like, I mean, it's enormous.
It sounds sick.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
It sounds like a bucket list. Bucket list. You know, there's Riyadh. I mean, Riyadh looks like a pretty sick place, to be honest with you, minus all the women hating and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's a boys' trip. It certainly is.
Yeah, no shit. Sorry, honey. Don't want you to get executed.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's how you can explain it away. I'm going to go on a boys' trip, and it's better you don't go.
Yeah. So according to the AP, these camel competitions are big. In these competitions, Botox injections, facelifts, other cosmetic alterations to make the camels more attractive, strictly prohibited, right? So jurors decide the winner based on the shape of the camels' heads, their necks,
why would they
humps,
Botox them?
Dress, and postures. Why would they?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get to it. But just like American
sports,
they're
trying to accentuate the humps.
Right. Sure. They're trying to accentuate the humps, the necks, the heads.
Yeah. But the lips.
You know. Okay. Yeah. Well, the Botox isn't always just in the lips.
Okay. Yeah, you can inject it wherever.
Yeah. But like in American sports, cheating and PEDs are now running rampant in the world of camel competitions. And this year alone, over 40 camels were disqualified because authorities discovered dozens of breeders had stretched out the lips and noses of camels, used hormones to boost the camels' muscles, injected their heads and lips with Botox to make them bigger, inflated body parts with rubber bands, and used fillers to relax their faces. So there's a
are
you know,
these
nice
guys trying to fuck the camels? I don't understand why the lips on a camel.
It's like a dog show. So certain dog breeds have like certain specific characteristics that you want the dog to have, and that's how they judge the dog, like the gait, the you know, the size of the chest, whatever. Same thing
it's
in
usually
camels.
Not the dog's lips, though. It's like, you know.
No, well, this is camels. It's
Mark, you a camel judge or something? All of a sudden,
yeah. This is
camels.
I don't care about the camels.
Two
lips
different animals.
Right. I can't believe that
he's a camel purist.
Yeah, people aren't just letting the natural beauty shine.
I would say the humps, yeah, but the lips on a fucking camel? What are you trying to get your cock sucked by a camel? I don't understand.
The lips on the camel
you're trying
are
to win
very
the competition.
Impressive. Yeah, you're trying to win that 66 mil. So, you know, here's some what bad Botox looks on a person, by the way.
That's
bad.
Terrible.
Yeah. Don't want to do that to yourself.
Also, how come – so I'm looking up – UAE actually has 50% of the government is women. Is that because they just have a woman's government?
Saudi Arabia, there's 20% women in parliament from what I saw. I don't know about the whole UAE, but 50%. Saudi Arabia was only 20% or 19%.
Yeah, but how much do their votes count?
It's just for show.
If it's full.
It's for show.
Yeah. I mean, they just got driving rights over there a few years ago.
One guy raises a stick and they all vote on whatever the men want over there.
Right. Yeah. It's like American politics. Whip. You just vote for what your husband does. Yeah. So this large band,
gonna lose a few listeners.
This large band comes after new technology was instituted to catch the cheaters, and they did. So owners of around 33,000 camels are expected to participate in this event. Camel races, the world's shortest, largest, tallest camels, petting zoos for the kiddos. I mean, like I said, sounds like a bucket list festival, if you ask me. But
fast cars, probably.
Oh God, yeah, lots of money over there. Look at this city. I mean, that's Ferraris.
Yeah, it's Lambos. Probably pretty fun.
Probably pretty fun.
You know, if they're having a Botox injection scandal, is like the top thing. That's a fun mm-hmm. festival.
Yeah,
like
it's like the Bob Baffert of camels. He's just like sneaking in Botox.
Yeah, I mean they're disgusting animals, but yeah. better than a pit bull festival.
Probably stinky. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the Netherlands and the Olympic Games qualifiers for a story that Rupert P. sent us. So thank you, Rupert. Guys, I don't know about you, but if it's on and it's like the gold medal match, I'll watch the curling during the Winter Olympic Games. You guys like curling?
It's big of you.
It is.
Do you remember last we won the gold?
Nah, I don't care
at all. It was electric. I think we were at a bar together, Wes, last time.
The USA has up and coming.
We won the gold.
Yeah, Canada and Sweden they dominate. Canada especially dominates.
I swear
the
U.S.
sport.
Won the gold.
The USA like had like a Cinderella run. Yeah,
yeah.
But the thing is, I still don't find it entertaining, no matter which countries are doing well. So I usually don't watch the curling.
I'm a huge curling guy.
Yeah, here's a little taste of it for those of you who don't know. Basically, it's giant shuffleboard on ice. Lots of yelling. That's what it sounds
like. Lots of swiffering.
Yeah, lots of squeegeeing to speed up the stones.
What a shot.
Yeah, great shot. You know, anyway, and just like professional boxing, a boxing ring or the sidelines of a soccer pitch, advertisers take advantage of the space on the ice to promote their products. So here's an example of what a you know advertiser might do a
just a billboard.
Yeah, it's just like a billboard, and
it's
the
billboard.
The camera angles are great because it's on top, so you're looking right down. And this past weekend, the preliminary qualifying for the Beijing Olympics were taking place in the Netherlands, and the only problem is the U.S. and Japanese audience were not allowed to see their favorite teams compete because if you look closely at this picture. Here, I'm going to pull a better one for you. Can you see what one of these
easy
advertisers?
Toys? Oh, Easy Toys.
Easy Toys. That's
well, you
so
would
that's,
never use that. You would only use AdamandEve.com.
That's right.
Oh, hard fact.
Well, but, yeah. Okay. Easy Toys doesn't sell Legos or stuffed animals. They sell sexy leggings and things to stuff in vaginas.
Right. They sell Easy Toys. We got it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the first word describes their target demo.
They might as well be called Minerva.com.
Right. Yeah. We got your Minerva covered.
Let's call him Minerva.
Yeah. For all intents and purposes.
That's an interesting. I didn't mean. I was just thinking to myself, like, what is the curling demo, right? The curling fans. And I guess they're horned up.
Oh yeah. Porn for sure. Porn and curling. There's a big crossover.
Have you seen the mixed curling? They're all banging.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
do they get hammered?
They get handsy after a good toss.
She's yelling. She's kind of cute.
Yeah. They're touching and hugging after a
long
good
day
run.
On the ice, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it also is like kind of a family, like, a thing that people like to watch. And the U.S. and Japan thought that the sex toy advertisement was a little too much, even though it wasn't like they had like a fucking cartoon dildo out there, or they didn't put their famous slogan, which is, stuff it in and enjoy with Easy Toy. But local organizers of the Olympic qualification event in the Netherlands said they were told that on ice ads with the Easy Toy name and non-explicit logo were too much for U.S. audience in Japanese because we are just a bunch of self-shaming sex prudes who prefer to pretend like we all aren't a bunch of animals.
Who does that? FCC? Somebody?
I don't know who the fuck it is here. Yeah. So all because of just, I mean, that's, you wouldn't even know what the fuck it is. The kid's
not
gonna
know. An agency that shouldn't exist did this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some part of the federal government that should just be deleted off the face of the earth.
So, but it's someone that like caught it and was like, I can do my job so good if I alert people of this. It's like, just don't. Right. Just don't.
Yeah, I mean, it ruined the Japanese couldn't see their teams qualify.
It's a good way to never move up the corporate ladder when you pull bullshit like
this.
No, this
is a government thing, dude. This got to be. Yeah. This has got to be government.
But someone at a position, you know, the type of person that's like, doesn't see the big picture.
Right.
It's a person that doesn't understand the big picture that like is
it's a Karen.
A hard-on idiot. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
The person that always wanted to be the censorship guy at the FCC.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get these curlers.
Person doesn't get invited to happy hour.
Right. No, but it has the power to delete shows off of TV for some reason.
Oh, yeah. So sorry if you didn't get to see your teams try to qualify for the Olympics. Finally, last one. Let's go down to Australia for a lotto tale. And guys, I don't know about you. When I return from vacation, usually it's, you know, bittersweet. Great to be home. But also, you know, fuck not still being on vacation, right? There's, you know, the bills are in the mail. The house smells. You forgot to take out the trash. Maybe it was robbed. But one couple in Australia returned home from holiday to discover they were rich because right before they left for their vacation, leaving from Box Hill, Victoria, which is like kind of south east point of Australia. Melbourne.
We don't know where it is because Australia's turned upside down, right?
Like
we don't.
Yeah, yeah. Could be. It's down on the tip there, next to Tasmania. Anyway, a man bought
a
lotto
freedom today.
Yeah, Tasmania what? Day. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No,
Tanzania.
Tanzania.
No, that's Tanzania. Yeah.
Different continent.
Damn.
Similar.
I knew it was a T.
Similar spelling.
It was a T and a Z or an S. So this guy bought a
tiz in there somewhere.
Right.
That's right.
This guy bought a lotto ticket on November 27th for the Tats Lotto drawing at the Box Hill South News Agency, just like a newsstand. So he and his wife left town, enjoyed their vacation, and upon returning, he decided he was going to check the lotto. And after scanning it using the app like a pro, he discovered he won just over $1.4 million. Mm. So you get home.
So this is Wes's dream come true.
This is everyone's dream come true. Let's be honest.
Especially because of the way he did it with the app and he followed the system.
Do you just turn right around and go back on vacation?
Oh, I was thinking about it. Like it's so great that he found out after because if you're on vacation, like if you found out right before you left, I don't think I would have been able to leave. I think I would have had to cancel my vacation and I would be
just
so
think
scared.
About it.
No, just I would just be scared to go anywhere until I had.
You'd
the money.
Also just be like, "What's it to stay another week? $20,000? Do it. Screw it. Whatever."
Wes would nervous himself to death. Remember, he said he was going to get in a car and drive to Virginia instead of fly with a ticket.
Yeah. I feel though, Wes. I feel like Wes. $1 million
is
the perfect
so
amount
right for a scam. Sorry,
it's the perfect amount for Wes to win because $1 million is not enough for you to get that nervous.
$1.4 I'd be really very nervous.
These are Australian dollars.
Would you tell any of us?
It's a stronger dollar, Will.
Well, right. Are you kidding me? The Australian dollar is strong.
Would you tell us before you cashed it?
No, not before I cashed it.
I don't think you would.
No.
Yeah.
I'd want to. Yeah. But this guy did. He said he showed his wife. She didn't believe it. And she told him that they couldn't talk about it until they received the money. So they were tight lipped until they got the money. He said they plan to pay off their mortgage, plan some more European vacations, spider and snake proof their house so they don't die early, and plan for the future. So.
It's 72 cents on the dollar.
Right. So I thought I was really concerned when you said it was bigger than the American dollar right
now. I thought they had a stronger economy than us.
Yeah, their dollar used to be like 14 cents on the dollar, I think.
Oh, wow.
They've gained, I think, but
still
a million bucks. It's north of a million bucks.
North of a million, barely.
So congratulations to them.
Wes, I hope that your system bears you this exact same experience because
– listen. My system's going to work one day.
That's what I'm saying. This guy, he uses your system, and it paid off.
I just hope it's more than 1.4 so I can, you know, share it. 1.4?
At 1.4, I'm not expecting to check.
You guys probably will see a vacation. No. But that's about it.
Hey, get me a new laptop. Get us all new laptops for the show.
There you go.
You just buy new gear for the show, and that's it. That's your contribution at 1.4.
Deal.
So we can mark you down for that, right?
Yeah. You're our best bet at the lottery.
I would fucking hope so. I'm spending a fortune on it.
You're definitely our best bet.
What do you think you're in?
Well, I play every day. I play $2 all or nothing morning. I've stayed away from the afternoon, the evening, and the night one so far. I just play the morning one. And then
what are your total winnings at?
I don't know. Not enough to stop playing.
So it's like a smoking habit at this point.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And then we had the lotto on the Discord, patreon.com/hardfactor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like getting a pack a day, essentially, with all the different things you're in. It's like buying a pack.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, it's going to pay off in the end.
It's going to happen soon, guys.
A lot of people buy a pack a day. That's fine.
It's going to happen soon.
In the end. It's going to pay. All right, let's move it along. It's going to happen, Wes. Don't worry. Yeah, let's move it along to a double-double. It's basketball season, fellas, so I've got a little double-double for you. First double we've got is a couple of world records for largest food items of all time. We mentioned this first one on yesterday's show. Mark did for a second. But a baker in Massachusetts has constructed the largest weed brownie of all time for National Brownie Day. And they unveiled it yesterday on Wednesday on National Brownie Day.
Looks like it tastes like shit.
It does look disgusting.
That looks good.
No, it doesn't.
That looks pretty good.
It looks like a tire.
It's the size of a tire.
You wouldn't be able to say that's a brownie. Yeah.
It's a brownie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat's right. It looks like a fucking like feng shui coffee
table.
There's
no way if you saw that without any context, you'd say, that's a brownie.
I'm eating that thing. All right. The company who made it is called Mary. Look at the guy with the beard. That guy.
He's smiling.
He knows how to make a good weed brownie.
He definitely sampled some brownie.
He knows how to make a good weed brownie. That guy is the guy. If you see a guy that looks like that in your town,
I'm not saying it's not going to do the trick and get you high as balls. It just looks like it tastes like
trash. You can't say that's a good looking brownie.
That looks amazing. Dark chocolate and everything. Let me give you the stats on this.
I wonder why they decided to go tall instead of like normally proportioned.
No, it's normal. It's just huge, Pat. It's just huge.
It'd be too floppy at 8 feet.
It had to.
I mean, it's a 4 foot tall brownie.
It's a thick one.
It's thick.
A thick brownie.
It's 3 feet tall. Wait, no, hold on. 15 inches tall, Pat. It's only it's an optical illusion. It's only just over a foot tall.
That's a dense brownie.
Mary Med Inc. is the company that made it. It is 3 feet by 3 feet. So it's square.
It is decently proportioned, I guess.
Yeah. 3 feet by 3 feet square, 15 inches tall. So it's like a regular brownie, except enormous. And it weighs 850 pounds and contains 20,000 milligrams of THC.
3 feet by 3 feet, and it weighs that much? That is dense.
That's a dense brownie.
That's so it probably tastes amazing. It dwarfs the largest normal brownie ever made in the Guinness Book of World Records. Guess how big that brownie is?
400 pounds.
2 feet by 2 feet?
Nothing. 234 pounds. Oh. Dude, bullshit.
What a layup of a fucking record. Like, what? Right. Like, you could have been beating this record all fucking dead. For $100, you could beat this goddamn record.
Pat, you could have. But the problem is the fucking nerds, the squares over at the Guinness Book, don't accept cannabis products as entrants. So this brownie that's four times the size of their biggest brownie of all time doesn't get the Guinness World Record. Oh. Yeah.
That's not right.
It's a fucking beer company.
It's bullshit. It's such bullshit. The Guinness Book of World Records is the biggest bunch of fucking prudes. Just little bitches. Straight up.
You got to get
literally, they have posters of two men drunkenly embracing each other while passed out. My goodness, my Guinness.
Yeah, they suck. What happens to the brownie now, fellas? Besides breaking a world record that doesn't get credit for, it's going to be sent to the Middleborough Dispensary in Massachusetts.
I'm trying to do the math here. How much does a normal brownie weigh?
Pat, the Guinness beer and the Guinness World Record are different companies.
Yeah, they're different companies. But I was going to let it ride because
I don't think that's true.
I love Guinness beer because it's delicious. But the record book, get out of here.
Yeah, I feel like Guinness beer would let this fly.
Yeah, you'd hope so. So this brownie, though, is just going to be sent to the Middleborough Dispensary and sold to a medical marijuana patient who is unnamed. The purchase price is still being determined, but I think it should be free for anybody who can finish that in under a month. 20,000.
Under a month?
It's pretty good.
Milligrams of THC?
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm talking about 500.
You would probably have something bad happen to you.
You'd learn a lot about yourself.
So here, I did some math here. Like a normal, like just a regular brownie is around 70 grams. And that would be like basically 5,000 servings.
Yeah, nice.
And then you said 20,000 milligrams. So that's only
four milligrams
per normal brownie. So you'd want to do like a triple serving, a double serving.
Yeah. I'd be eating like a brownie cake for myself.
You'd want to do like three brownies and you'd be good.
A meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to get this thing, my hands on this thing.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with the Mary Med 850-pound weed brownie. All right,
they got the record.
Real quick, got to tell you that I'm right. The Guinness Book of World Records absolutely was born from Guinness Beer.
It is? They're no longer officially linked.
I cannot believe the Guinness Beer would do this to me.
Maybe they're not linked anymore. The nerds took over. The nerds took over. You're both right.
Okay.
You're both right.
That's really hurting me. Well, speaking of Guinness,
we're on
the other
half
of the double. Yeah. Other half of the double is in Northern Ireland, where a company called Finnebrogue broke a way less cool record. They made the largest vegan burger of all time. Yeah. Woo!
At least there's no bugs in it.
Finnebrogue, yeah, that's better than a bug burger. Well, guess what the weight is, fellas? Largest vegan burger of all time.
Okay, that looks smaller. That looks like about 500 pounds.
Okay.
500 pounds?
I'm going to say 350.
What do you got, Pat?
How much does tofu weigh? How much does soy weigh?
It's pretty light. I'm going 260.
Yeah, it didn't matter, Pat, because Wes hit it on the nose, basically. 358 pounds, 4 ounces. And it took 10 people 9 hours to cook that vegan burger. And congrats to Finnebrogue, the company, because you got the Guinness World Record. They even sent a team out to video
the entire thing. They got a full page for a vegan burger.
But sorry for you, because on this show, on Hard Factor, you had to follow the weed brownie in Massachusetts, which was just way cooler. So an impressive feat with the vegan burger, but the weed brownie, way
cooler. Tell you what would go well after a weed brownie. It's a burger.
Mm-hmm. Like,
a burger. Yeah.
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 It would be delicious.
That'd be great. Combo. That'd be great. That'd be something.
I like burgers and brownies.
Yeah.
McDonald's, especially. For the second half of the double, we're taking it over to the East Coast. We're not one, but two. Set of two. Double. Gators have been discovered in the frigid December waters of some of the finest American creek beds in both Pennsylvania and Massachusetts.
Whoa.
Crazy stuff. We got ice gators, guys. First up in Massachusetts, where an Agawam man named Jeremy White rescued a 3-foot alligator from the Westfield River, as it was reported on the local news a bunch of times. People were like, I saw a gator in the Westfield River. So Jeremy took his kayak to the spot of the latest sighting, and he just took care of business. You see him there with the gator fellas.
He's a little guy. Yeah.
Just grabbed him up.
That's nuts. Yeah.
This is so bad for people that own small dogs, because a gator will eat a small dog. But you know that if you're South Carolina or below. But if you're South Carolina or above, you don't know that, because they ain't no gators.
You'd never figure out what happened, because you'd just be like, the dog ran away.
Oh, man. It's tough. Well, Jeremy presumably saved this gator's life before it froze to death this winter, because gators, they can't take the cold waters. And Jeremy knew that, because he's a huge Steve Irwin fan. And I'd say he definitely impressed the original croc chaser from Beyond the Grave with this one.
Is that true? Proud of him. I feel like gators, who have been around for, you know, infinity years, and are reptiles, could probably just freeze and then unfreeze like months later and be fine.
It's a good point. Maybe.
Like frogs, like that Alaskan frog.
I think they can survive anything.
Can you freeze an alligator?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, Mark, let's put a pin in that.
Right.
Because the second ice gator we got is in Pennsylvania. And it was caught out of the Lehigh River by Christina's Reptile and Animal Sanctuary in Palmerton. And Christina's got some ideas, Mark, on what's going on with this situation. Because it turns out there's just gators everywhere now. Christina in Pennsylvania says that they get so sluggish in the cold water in the wintertime on the East Coast that you can just snag them and pop them in a duffel bag straight out of the river. Just
snakes.
Pick it up. Yeah, like you say, they're basically freezing to death.
Yeah.
And so they're so sluggish, you can just pop them into a duffel bag.
Right.
And you see, the reason that all these gators that are being rescued are 3-foot gators on the East Coast is because they've just gotten too big for somebody's tank.
Right.
Inside
their house. They were pets.
And they're being tossed away. But Christina says sometimes.
That's fucking cruel as shit.
It is.
Dude.
Very cruel. They're just
it's like getting
them to
a big
death.
Cat. It's like getting a tiger cub and then, like, you know.
But then at least the tiger cub might be able to survive by eating neighborhood animals. This is not going
to No, these things are going to freeze to death over the winter.
Yeah. It's like when I released my parakeets in Virginia.
You knew.
You did this.
I did, yeah.
You've done this, yes. Well, Christina says don't do this. She says sometimes these pet owners are even embarrassed to call a place. We definitely don't want to stress to never be embarrassed. Everyone makes mistakes. Alligators do not make good pets. If you ever have an alligator, please call a facility. There's always somebody around to help. Either that or just, you know, chop it up and fry it into gator bites. Mm-hmm. One of the two.
There you go. We had a gator in college, Will.
Well, so it doesn't mean you couldn't eat it. We either way.
Yeah.
Did you?
Got gator bites next door. They're delicious. You saw? Angela?
We caught a couple little baby gators, brought them back to the dorm, told the RAs that they were caimans.
Where you were, it was appropriate to release them to the wild, though, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put them in the campus lakes, said, get so big, boys.
Who doesn't know
these Massachusetts and Pennsylvania gator owners need to grow a pair. And
who doesn't know
that
gators don't
bites?
Make good pets? That's like the second thing you learn in law school. Like, that's very common knowledge. Gators are bad, bad pets.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah, but if I had a decision like that bearing down on me and I had a 3-foot gator I didn't know what to do with, I'd probably just kick that can down the road, delay it, and not make a decision. Instead, I'd just relax, sit back, and take a packet of Caliper CBD to just chill out and ease my mind instead, because that sounds a lot better than making that serious decision. Caliper CBD is legal in all 50 states. Unlike owning an alligator, that might be illegal in some of the states. Caliper CBD is all of the chill with none of the high of the traditional cannabis whole leaf. Caliper CBD is the absolute best CBD on the market, period. And with the hectic holiday season here, there's no better time to try out the calming and de-stressing powers of CBD for yourself. Keep some in the car for those parking lot space battles you're about to get into. You're going to want to stay calm, outthink the competition, get the parking space. I love Caliper CBD anytime I want to chill out a bit, especially love taking the Swift Sticks while I podcast, which I'll take one right after this ad read to just calm down a little bit because I love it that much. Caliper is the only clinically proven CBD brand on the market, and their easy-to-use packets have exactly 20 milligrams each and start working in just 10 minutes. Way better than tinctures. Tastes way better. No fillers, chemicals, or artificial flavors. Always 0.0% THC. The perfect stocking stuffer for anybody on your list who could use extra comfort and joy. This holiday season, be your merriest with Caliper CBD. Get 35% off your first order with promo code FACTOR at trycaliper.com/factor. Try it risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. That's trycaliper.com/factor. Don't forget promo code FACTOR for 35% off your first order.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Turns out alligators can stick their snouts just outside of ice and be completely surrounded by ice, and they go into a process called brumation, where they shut their body
just
shuts
like
down.
The snakes.
Yeah, their body shuts down. Now they can't do it all winter, but they can do it for like a couple weeks. It looks like this is according to Tiffany Thiessen of the Orlando Sentinel, not Tiffany Amber Thiessen, unfortunately.
Mm. Okay,
important so, distinction.
Yeah,
so they would die a slow and painful death over the winter.
Yeah, but he could have waited until they were like completely frozen, then just grabbed them. But yeah.
Said they should walk out on the ice and just grab the gators.
Boys, let's talk about the future. Two of you guys are married, right? Will, Mark, mm-hmm. What did you find special about your wedding days? What's a memory you loved about your wedding day?
Oh, man, family and friends. My wife walking down the aisle. It was a great day.
Yeah, I mean,
great day.
It's just so special to see, you know, all the people in your life that you care about and they're wishing you well as you, you know, start your new journey together. So it's just like mostly about the other people, the attendees. Yeah.
Do it again.
Do you guys think it would have been as magical of an experience if it had taken place, I don't know, not in real life with all your friends and family cheering you on, but instead in the metaverse?
Probably not. Okay. Probably not.
Well, hold on. Before you answer that question.
It would be nice, but
Come with me for a second. Can't you just imagine the feeling of the embrace of your father before he walks you down the aisle? Or you're just imagining it, by the way. You're not feeling it. Or the warmth you experience by looking out from the altar to see the avatars of all the people that are meaningful to you in your life. Or the delight.
An alligator in brumation. They're
holding axes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's not going to be frustrating. You're not going to recognize any of the avatars.
No. Hold on. What about the delight of watching a screen where your avatar eats a one-of-a-kind wedding cake while you shovel Americone Dream out of a gallon container into your face with your pants off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on.
Or the joy of watching the father-daughter dance that's completely computer-generated.
Exactly. Less guys, of this hassle, is the metaverse. Sure. We're talking about metaverse weddings.
This is
hell yeah.
This is bad.
Yeah. It happened.
The only good thing about this
it's
is
it's already happened.
It's
you
on.
You can bring back like dead relatives to see it. That's kind of cool, but that's about it.
Yeah, but there's a vacant avatar.
Right. Well, someone would, you know, you pay some like how some cool guy to
pay representative.
Yeah, pay representative.
To be, like, what you dressed. Do, Mark, is you have the live wedding in the real in the what? So now that there's the metaverse, what do you call the real world?
The world,
IRL,
the
bro.
Real world.
The real world. So you yeah. have the wedding in life. The real world. And then you go to the metaverse to have the wedding for all of your dead relatives.
Well, we're going to
get
into
not just
it.
The dead relatives.
No, you don't have just the dead relatives. Dead people in the metaverse, live people,
play by
IRL.
That sounds like a scene from a Native day. American movie. Yeah.
And we're getting crazy now.
Yeah, okay, so this happened. Guys, this happened. Recently, Tracy and Dave Gagnon decided to take their plunge, and instead of enjoying
it's
the special
be
day
Gagnon, right?
with their loved ones, they did it with their closest friends and family's avatars. So the wedding venue, guys, and the world was built by Vibrella, which is a company that builds virtual environments for work and learning events. That's like what they do. And
Oh, it's
guess,
not even a good metaverse. It's
look
like
how
a,
stupid this is.
It's like
this
a 2D paper animation.
This is such
metaverse.
A decline. This is an immediate decline when they send you this invitation.
Well, mm-hmm. yeah. They did a video on this. I'm going to play it for you. According to the New York Times, guys, the article about their nuptials, Mrs. Gagnon's avatar was walked down the aisle by the avatar of her close friend. And Mrs. Gagnon's avatar watched, or Mr. Gagnon's avatar watched
as
his buddies.
Gagnon?
Gagnon?
Gagnon.
Yeah, Gagnon. We're on
metaverse.
Mr. Gagnon's avatar watched as his buddy's avatar ambled up to the stage and delivered a toast. And 7-year-old twin avatars, the ring bearer and the flower girl, danced at the reception. So it was really pretty good.
My dead dog was the ring bearer.
Oh God. Are you showing us a video on Silent Pat? Is this a video of their capabilities, or is this a video of the wedding?
No, this is a video of the company that put together the actual wedding universe, right?
How much does this cost?
It's still probably
how much
did
they con this
that.
Family yeah. out of?
We're going to get into that. guys, this was actually a perfect beginning to their new life because, after all, the love story began online. See, back in 2015, the couple's respective avatars met at a company event in Vegas virtually. And I'm not sure what happens when your avatar like hits the town after a virtual event in.
Oh, wait,
Sin
they
City.
Met at a metaverse dating site?
Their avatars met. No, is that a work event?
Before real life, before in real life they met in the metaverse. In real life, mm-hmm. they met in the metaverse.
Yep. Yeah,
have they met in real life
in Vegas, and then
do they live near each other? Currently?
I don't know. They do now because they're married.
That doesn't necessarily no. Yeah, that's not
you
true.
You never
do
know. A long distance.
Yeah, they might not have ever seen each other.
Wow, this is crazy.
This might be like two like. Two
what do
dudes.
They look like?
This might be two dudes. One's a girl in the metaverse.
I'm gonna throw away all my jokes. Let's just get into
oh,
it. You guys
shit,
got too
sorry.
Many questions. It's okay.
Oh. Hey, everybody, Tracy and Super Dave here, coming to you live from the beautiful Atkinson Country Club.
Is this them?
Yeah.
This is them.
And on September 4th, this is exactly where Super Dave and I are going to get married.
And for those of you that can't
try
be
to
here in metaverses. New Hampshire, Vibrella has set up our wedding in the cloud. And so you're all invited to come in and take part in our ceremony and
free
celebration.
Cake. Yeah, and they're calling it the wedding of the metaverse wedding of the century. And I've never heard the term metaverse. So
yeah, so metaverse is the equivalent of in the old days when there was Facebook, it wasn't called social media until there was all the other stuff. So the metaverse is what is for Bella becoming part of all
how
the other
two
stuff.
Yeah, pretty exciting times, that's for sure.
Okay, so you ask yourself, how'd they get roped to do it? It's a great question. They work for Vibrella.
Oh. Yeah, so they work
for
the
free.
Company
they got
that's
it for free.
Doing this.
So they're, because they're like, you know, in their 50s, right? Like they're
this
not,
is a second or third marriage yeah, or fourth right. marriage. Right.
Oh, yeah. That guy's had a few.
Mm-hmm. She's you could tell by the phone clip. He's got the phone clip of a man who's been married
yeah.
before.
Third yeah. marriage, first this metaverse. Is,
yeah. So yeah. No. I guess they work for
rocking like a like the Samsung
it's
Note 15
computer on his hip.
You can leave. That guy's ready for anything. You can leave him anywhere. He'll find his way home.
So they work for Vibrella, but it's estimated that it would have cost them $30,000 to get it built out, and it's not foreign, because there's a woman that the New York Times talked to who runs a virtual wedding planning company, Sandy Hammer. She said, quote, "They're going to take their friends on a space rocket, or a bride can transport her guests into the metaverse. I want my morning session to be in Italy and my evening session in Paris." So the possibilities are endless, and people are doing this. They're hiring virtual planners to create virtual worlds where they can get married. And Wes, you'll love this. The Gagdons kind of cheated because they did actually get hitched in real life while simultaneously hosting a virtual wedding. And they did that by hiring two videographers who doubled the videographer, because they had one for the actual wedding and then one focused on the broadcast.
Wow.
That's amazing. Okay.
Also, what they're doing, the spokesperson added, is tricking their friends into buying whatever metaverse they're getting married into.
Yes.
And so they have to get accounts there and whatever gear to enter that metaverse. It's a total scam. If somebody invites you to their metaverse wedding,
decline. Like,
is there a real option? Because if not, I'm not going to join whatever your metaverse community
is. How about a live stream instead?
Yeah. Exactly. Is there a website?
Yeah.
Right. Why do I have to get into your metaverse?
Facebook Live.
$30,000 these weddings are.
Well, okay. Yeah. So the business is going to be, right, if you want to get metaverse married, you can do plug and play, which is, I guess, as Wes would call the bronze option, right? It's it's pre-made stuff. Other people have used this this art or animations or whatever in their weddings. But for gold package or platinum package, you can get it actually created for you. So if you want to get married, like in the Parthenon, right? Cool. It's just going to cost you. And then maybe you get some NFTs to give away as wedding presents.
So, Pat,
wow.
is the ceremony literally just a live stream, but somebody walks into the theater to watch the live stream?
In this instance, because metaverse weddings are not legally recognized, yes. So in this instance, it was simultaneously happening. So they had the live stream happening in the metaverse, as you can see here.
But that's such bullshit. So all you do is you...
But then they also did the walk down the aisle, because I guess the bride's...
Okay, so you did get to see some avatars do some shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What's the market for this? Burn victims?
Well, I think it's people that don't want to interrupt their masturbation schedule to go to a wedding, you know?
People who love VR, Mark. Like, this is like... If you want to live your whole life inside VR, which maybe that's going to be a thing in a few years,
but it will be.
It's scary. It's angering me.
Dude. Have you used the VR headset? It's pretty immersive. So.
But for a wedding, that's like, you know, top five most important, top three.
This metaverse sucks, though.
Like kids, wedding, those are like the most important days of your life. You want to do it in the metaverse?
Video game. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Virbella is essentially, it's a company that does virtual events. Like, that's why they met, right? Because they went to a virtual event that their company was hosting in Vegas.
It's only special to them and their company. And
that's why they didn't know what a metaverse was, because they were like, wait a minute, this is the Virbella canvas that we
real
work
people
at.
Aren't going to use this.
Real people are going to use this.
No,
not Virbella.
But like, not like they're not.
That's what I'm saying. Who's actually using this? Not other than employees of metaverse companies, like nerds, burn victims, like 700 pounders
tech,
that can't
tech geeks,
people that can't fit on a plane.
Why you keep shitting on burn victims?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you don't want to take a photo, so you have an avatar, right?
Yeah,
right.
People that don't want to take photos at the event.
That's just one of the things in Mark's grab bag.
Why I can't conceptualize who would.
You're
do
a
this.
Little person. You want to make yourself taller.
Yeah, little burn victims.
Yeah. Mark, I know you can't conceptualize it, but I'm dead on. This is the future where, imagine this. It's Friday night or Saturday night, right? And you have a plan, and it's to get on your computer, put on your VR headset, go to your friend's virtual wedding, and it's going to be sick because they got the best virtual artist to create the virtual venue.
Look, I'm okay with it if it's, you know, we'll like
virtual beer pong.
$2,000 total for the entire thing, and it's a fun thing you do. As in parallel with her, you also do the real expensive wedding in person or in person thing as well. I think it's just ridiculous to only do the metaverse thing and not be like
it's
your
just
big event.
Some people are going to love that fucking metaverse. They're going to be in it.
It's just nuts.
And then you consummate in the metaverse, you know, Cyber Monday.
That's when you got to have.
What if you catch one of your
the senses. The
your groomsmen's like hitting on your girl in the metaverse or something like that.
Dude,
like,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, the metaverse, you could probably
bang on the pyramids.
The whole wedding party has an orgy.
Yeah, you can fuck anywhere. People are just going to be jerking. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be, you're going to be like having a cocktail conversation with one of the bridesmaids, your groomsmen.
It's going to be cyber sex.
You might marry three people in the metaverse that night. You end up with someone you didn't even go to the prom with.
The metaverse is going to bring back cyber sex big time, like chat rooms did.
Oh, yeah. It never went away, Will.
Yeah, never went away.
Yeah, but now it's going to be back with the vintage.
It's much better, yeah.
In the metaverse.
Anyway, just wait till that skin comes out, man.
Oh, exactly. The haptic skin.
You're going to get you a head hole and a graphic skin and VR goggles, and you are in business. All right, guys, that's going to do it for Hard Factor. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great fucking day.
See you later.